Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Well, if you missed it, we have a guy named, well, can't say his name yet, huh? It's 995 QIK. There's a gentleman on the phone that wants to propose.
Yes.
All right. Now, we're going to try to call his now girlfriend, hopefully to become fiance, here right now.
She's on her way to work.
She's on her way to work right now. And she has no idea we're going to call, but we're going to say that she won something. And then we're going to bring John, who's on hold right now. I just said his name. My bad. Here we go. So we are going to try to call her right now. All right. Let's see. I think Kevin's got it ringing right now.
Hello.
Hi, this is Valerie?
Yes.
Hey, Valerie, what's going on? This is JR from Tampa Bay's Morning Crew at 995 QIK.
I'm going to work.
Oh, cool.
Good morning, Valerie. This is Lana and Kevin.
Good morning, Lana. How are you?
We're good. How's your day?
Not too bad.
Well, listen, we have your name because someone entered you in for a contest to win Bellamy Brothers tickets to see them Friday at the Dallas Bowl. And we got good news for you. You won. You're going.
Awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is.
So you're on your way to work right now. Also, I got somebody on the phone that we want to hook you up with here. John, are you there?
Yes.
Do you recognize that voice, Valerie? I hope so.
I sure do.
Well, good. John, I just told Valerie that she won the Bellamy Brothers tickets. Is there anything I'm missing?
Yeah, you're missing the big part.
All right, John, why don't you go ahead and take it away?
All right, baby, there's nothing in the world that I want more than to have you by my side for the rest of my life as my wife. Valerie, will you marry me?
Yes, baby. I will.
Yay! Oh, that's beautiful.
Now, I have to ask you, Valerie, did you see this coming at all?
No.
All right. Now, John, I believe there's something else that you want to tell her, right? Something in the car?
Yes. Look inside the middle compartment by the armrest.
Ooh, Valerie, take a look.
Oh, my God. Yes, baby, I will.
Did you find it, Valerie?
I did.
Well, tell us about this ring. What does it look like?
It's beautiful.
Valerie, what do you want to say to John?
John, I love you, and I will be more than happy to spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh, my gosh. This is
so... I love you, baby.
I love you.
Well, we got to tell you that John's been planning this for a few weeks, Valerie. He was we were trying to figure out the best way to do this. So he planted the ring in your car, and he wanted to make sure that we called you at the right time. So this is all John's master plan. He really put some time into this, so he obviously loves you very well. And damn, are we glad you said yes.
He never ceases to amaze me.
He's very awesome. Cool. He's got the rest of your guys' lives to do. Keep doing that for you. So congratulations, guys.
It's
going to be a great day.
Thank you, guys.
You got it, John. Well, guys, you should hang up the phone with us and call each other and talk more, all right?
Well, no, well, let's stay on the phone. Let's not.
Yeah, no. Let them have their private conversations.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Valerie.
Thank you so much.
You got it. And congratulations, guys.
Can you play Nobody But You?
Absolutely. We'll play that for you.
Awesome, man.
All right, guys. Congrats. We can't wait to see wedding pics.
Thank you.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
There we go. We made it happen.
Wow.
I was nervous.
I was too.
I was like, is she going to answer the phone? Is she going to believe us?
I know it.
Oh, man.
I would not have believed it was you guys. I would have been like, somebody's pranking me.
Someone's pranking me. But then when he goes, hey, check out the console.
Right.
The ring's in there. Well done.
Yes.
Nice job, John.
I was worried she was going to get in an accident. Driving and getting proposed to, finding a diamond ring.
Focus on the negative here. Come on. Positive. Yeah,
I
think she probably pulled over.
Love is. Probably would have driven my car in a ditch.
Love is happening. Love is in the air, folks. Oh, man, how fun is that?
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Well, we're trying to make it happen. A brand new 7:15 second date update. We're trying to hook somebody up on a second date right now. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. We have a guy named Lawrence on the phone who's reaching out to us today about a date he went on with a girl named Lexi. Lawrence and Lexi just sounds good.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, Lawrence on the phone right now. Good morning, Lawrence.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. So we want to hear all about Lexi and then find out how we can help, okay?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. I met Lexi. We went to a place called The Getaway.
Okay.
Real nice. Went great. It was good view, you know, good vibes. Thought it went great. And then for a first date, I thought it went really well, you know, getting to know each other and all that. And then, you know, that's just kind of where it ended. We were supposed to hopefully meet up again, and she just hasn't been texting me or anything. So
Well, Lawrence, sure what happened on the date? I mean, how was the food? How was anything happen?
No, nothing like crazy happened. You know, like there was no like hookup or anything like that. Like we just talked, got to know each other. And I really can't think of anything crazy that could have made her, you know, want to stop talking to me.
Well, did anybody have too much to drink? Or is everybody...
No, it was just normal. Like, we had good food. We had a couple drinks. You know, I walked into her car, and that was it. It was like a night, and said we'd talk soon, and I haven't heard from her.
Okay, and you've reached out a few times since the day.
Yeah, I have. I've reached out a few times. No response.
So, think about, like, the service. Did you have any awkward interactions with the server? Did you have any awkward conversations that came up? Anything at all?
Not that I can think of. It was super chill, and, you know, we were both seemed to be having a good time. You know, it was a beautiful view there, and, you know, just overlooking the water and all that.
And everybody was dressed good, appropriately?
Yeah, nothing. It didn't seem like there was any moment during this whole day or night that, you know, anything was uncomfortable for either of us.
All right. Well, let's do this. We're going to try to get a hold of Lexi for you. Can you hang on for us, Lawrence?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Well, we're trying to help out Lawrence. He seems very soft-spoken. He seems pretty confident about the date, though. It's 99.5 QIK, your 7:15 second date update right now. First impressions, Lana?
Like you said, soft-spoken, kind of maybe shy, maybe not as outgoing as maybe she was looking for. But it sounded like the date went great, and plus they're at the getaway. I mean, how can you not have a bad date there?
He sounds defeated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try and make this happen and get him some answers right now by trying to call Lexi, who he has not heard from. Hi, good morning. Is this Lexi?
Yeah, I'm Lexi.
Hey, Lexi. This is Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's JR from 99.5 QYK.
Hi.
Good morning, Lexi.
Good morning. Did I win something?
Well, maybe. I'll tell you in a second. But okay. We want to see if it's okay to talk to you on the air for a minute, actually, about a date you recently went on.
Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah, okay. It's our 7:15 second date update. You've heard it before?
Yeah, I've never known anyone on it. Now I'm on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you look at your watch, we are right around in that time, and we wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we want to ask you about Lawrence. We heard you guys met, and you guys went to the getaway. He thought you guys had a lot in common. He thought everything went well. He's been kind of going over the date in his head nonstop. He sounds like a really nice guy, and he was really hot on you. And now he's been reaching out, I guess, and hasn't heard anything back. Have you been getting his texts?
Yeah.
All right. So why are you leaving him, you know, hanging here?
Look. We're just different, you know, we're just different people, I guess. So it's just, I don't know. It's just not going to work out like I thought it would.
In what way? Like, was he dressed weird? Did he talk? Was the conversation go different or what happened?
I mean, he's nice enough, but, I mean, he's like in a band and it's just not my type of music.
What kind of music is it?
Polka.
Oh God! It's like that screaming heavy metal, like crazy headbanging.
Did they torture people?
Metal music. Like this is not my thing.
So he was just telling you about this band that he's in?
Oh, he played it for me, and he showed me pictures that they like dress in costume and put like a full face of makeup and like wigs and platform shoes. Okay. You really like go all out, so that's just I don't know, that's just not my scene.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a lot, but he didn't look like that on the date. Like, there was no signs of that. He just looked like a normal guy on the date.
No, and that's like what's, I don't know, even weirder is he's pretty normal.
He kind of has an alter ego when it comes to his band.
Yeah,
like, I don't know, I just feel weird, like, I don't know. I started thinking about it and like, what if we really got serious and my parents like wanted to see his band? I think they would freak out.
Yeah.
Or your friends.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, my friends.
I got to tell you something, Lexi. We actually have Lawrence on the phone. I want to bring him back on because we did not know this side of him, which is nothing wrong with that. Right. Lawrence.
Hey.
So, you're in a band?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in a band. And I didn't think, I did not think that was going to be the reason.
You didn't tell the country station what kind of band you're in?
I didn't think it was really going to matter. I really even think that this was going to be what I'd be hearing.
Okay.
Well, Laura, did she describe the type of band you guys are correctly? Like, is it pretty heavy metal? Are you a guy that dresses up and all this? Or?
Yeah, it's just, it's a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, we are hardcore, and it is heavy metal. And, you know, it's like she said, you know, we all get decked out in full costumes, face makeup, all that. It's entertainment, and it's just music. It's just how we, you know, that's our genre of music. It's nothing to hold against me.
He says it so casually, like, it's just
weird. That's what it is. I don't understand why. If someone's
like
gonna
screaming, like you're like channeling the dead to wake up. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe you should play these guys like one of your tracks that you played me, because I think that they would get it a little better.
They could, but at the same time, I really don't think I think 99% of the people that would meet me and then hear my music wouldn't be reacting the way that you are. It's just music.
Is this kind of just an escape for you? Like, is this something you do?
Yeah, I've been doing this since high school, and we just continued doing it, and it's just kind of like, you know, I also go to the gym for a little bit of, like, an escape for reality. I get about an hour each show to do this. It's fun. Everybody has a blast. I mean, it's not for you, but the way she's talking, she's acting like I'm sacrificing cats in the backyard and having, like, candle ceremonies in the graveyard. It's
right.
It's just
That's
music.
Exactly what it sounds like.
We thought Kevin was doing that for a while because he wears eyeliner and platform shoes to work every day. We keep telling him, dude, you're on the radio. Nobody can see this. But
you should come to a show.
Yeah, you can go to a show, Kevin.
Sounds great to me.
Pencil it in. Well, listen, hey, wanted to ask you, Lexi, it sounds like he's a good guy. He sounds very mellow to us right now, which is kind of crazy to hear about his alter ego. But what if you didn't go to his shows? I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but what if he didn't expect you to go to the shows? What about dating this guy for who he is and the guy that you met on you guys' first date? What about that?
That's just not going to be for me. I don't think that's why, you know, kind of why I didn't call him back.
Can you imagine fighting in the car on the way home from a date? You know,
goodness.
No, we're listening to this song. No, we're listening to this. Yeah. That'd be tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't blame her.
Is there anything else you want to say, Lawrence? I'll give you the last word here.
Well, I guess I shouldn't expect you to come to the Saturday show.
That'd be a good assumption. All right. Well, listen, Lawrence, I'm sorry we couldn't set you up on another date. I appreciate you reaching out to us. Hey, we wish you luck with your band, because there is a following for certain people, and it sounds like you have a following. Do your thing, and if it's an escape for you and that's your stuff, all the power to you. Lexi, thanks for coming on with us as well. You guys have a great day, all right?
Okay.
All right,
text Kevin where you guys are playing this Saturday.
I will.
All right, hit him up. It's K-Eaton. I'm just kidding.
No.
Have a good one. Thanks, guys. All right, we're going to dive into this in a second. I want to get your reactions as well. What do you think? Would this be a deal breaker for you? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up on 995-QYK. Well, Lexi and Lawrence will not be going out on another date. It's 7:15, second date update. It is JR and Kevin and Lana here as well. And so here's the deal. Lawrence is in a band.
Mm-hmm.
After their date, he said, hey,
not just a band. It's a pretty heavy death metal band.
Heavy metal, yeah. So he played some songs for and showed some pictures of his band, of him performing and stuff like that. Played some songs for Lexi, and he does full makeup, you know.
Screaming at the microphone.
Platform shoes. The whole deal. And he goes, but he didn't show up to the date like that. So Lexi was like, this is a completely different guy. So she said, I'm not really wanting to go out with anybody like that. I'm kind of over it, and said no to another date. And he was like, you should come to a show and see how it is. This is something that I do for a release. Something I do to get, you know, de-stressed or whatever.
And so, she still said no.
She said no. Getting your reactions right now, 800-992-1099. Mikey, what do you think?
I think she has a childish mindset. It's just music. It's not like it's everyday life. Like, everybody's not going to like your genre of music that you listen to, so you could have just kept dating him without caring for his music. Like, it's not a big deal.
Right.
It's not a deal breaker, but she made it seem like he's actually sacrificing lambs and he's not. It's just very, like, it's actually very mean of her, but it's actually childish as well, though.
Yeah, I feel like she was more worried about this alter ego, and it was like, that's not what he was presenting to you.
He actually is as a person. Like, he seems like a great guy, so why would you let his music choice or taste bother that?
Right. All right, well, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You too. All right, bye-bye, guys.
We got Jennifer and Ruskin right now. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you think about this 7:15 second date update?
I think it's ridiculous. You know, it's healthy for people in relationships to have separate interests.
Right.
She could have easily dated him, you know, gone to a show every now and again, had a couple drinks while he was performing, and, you know, it let him do his own thing. It's healthy.
Yeah, so would you have gone to the shows?
Yeah, I'm not a heavy metal fan even remotely, but I've been to a couple shows. The people there are amazing. It's not what everybody thinks. It's actually really, they have a huge camaraderie, and it's awesome. So, I think she should have given him a chance.
Jennifer's ready to rock.
Yeah.
That's what we know.
I know. We should get Jennifer's number and see if...
No, dude. I've been in a relationship 12 years. I'm cool.
We're going to hold off on that. All right, Jennifer, thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye. Bye.
Good morning, Naomi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. So what'd you think about this 7:15 second date update?
I think she was a little harsh. I think that's his thing. And honestly, she mentioned her parents meeting him someday and all these things, like she really liked him as a person. Eventually, you crave alone time in a relationship, and it sounds like that would have been her time to live her life while he did his and do something different. I don't think it's really anything different than bowling with your friends or whatever.
Yeah, I like the fact that you said people crave alone time relationships. No words have ever been so true.
I would think it was a little much. I think she could have been a little nicer about it. That's
all right. Well, I appreciate you calling, Naomi. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we got Randall and Largo. Good morning, Randall.
Morning.
All right, talk to me.
She's way too shallow.
She's way too shallow?
Yeah, she is, and he's better off without her.
Right, and also, too, not to bash her so much. I mean, she maybe just be looking for something completely different. She might be looking for somebody who's a little bit more professional and, you know, goes that kind of route.
Also, though, it kind of looks like she could be a little controlling at times, too. I mean, if she wants him to be a cookie cutter,
she probably wears heels to the beach, too.
Yeah. All right, Randall, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day. All right, well, if you miss it, it'll be on our podcast, 995QYK.com. Coming up next, Luke Bryan made a little girl's dream come true. We'll tell you about it in our feel-good story next.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 995QYK.
Well, Luke Bryan wasn't going to let the coronavirus get in the way of making a wish come true for a girl with cerebral palsy. The Kid Wish Network had set up a meet and greet for Luke and Emma on the set of American Idol, but those plans obviously couldn't happen, so Luke recorded a personal message for her.
Hey, Emma, it's Luke here, and I heard you were a big, big fan. I'm just reaching out saying, hey, and I heard you were going to get the opportunity to come to Idol and meet me, and I'm so sorry that everything kind of got messed up with the way we filmed Idol this year, but hope to meet you very, very soon, and just know that I love you.
Oh, man, he's such a good dude.
I know, and you know he will go through with this because he's such a great guy. All right, Eric Church fans, guess what we got for you? The brand new song from him called Stick That In Your Country Song. Now, we're not going to get the song until tomorrow morning, but here's a little clip of the new song.
That's what you get when you write songs in quarantine and you've been cooped up for too long.
he's been in a cabin in North Carolina, but if you are part of his church choir, you got that in your email. You can hear another clip and you'll be the first ones to get it. All right, more information coming out about Carly Pearce and Michael Ray as she filed for divorce earlier this week. They're saying that there were signs, even though most of us were caught off guard during an interview earlier this month. She said that Michael has been busy working on new music when her fans kept asking where he is.
We obviously are super supportive of each other and really, I know that everybody keeps asking me where Michael is, but he's just really focused on music.
Oh boy.
Focused on music.
There's
going to
be more coming out about this. I know.
In recent Instagram posts celebrating her number one single, if you look at her ring finger. She is not wearing her ring. And I went back on Michael's Instagram, and he hasn't been wearing his ring. So this might have been going on for longer.
It's a bummer.
I know. It's so sad.
It's a really bummer.
Yeah, it really is.
Just because, you know, we love both of them. So it's just kind of a... They're both good people, so that's kind of something's going on here. So, I mean, people can have differences and whatnot, but they were so 100% head over heels. And, you know, that's just
it made
crazy.
You jealous when you watched them. You're like, man, I want to be in love like that again. You know, it was crazy. All right, and finally, Cole Swindell. He has been keeping himself busy and entertained during the COVID-19 quarantine with songwriting, and he says it's been a good constant for him. Also, golf and streaming shows and movies.
I'm just glad I can still write thanks to things like Zoom. I've written a couple songs that will end up on my next album, I'm sure of it, you know. But that's one thing I've been doing. I mean, obviously, found the end of Netflix and Hulu and every other streaming service and trying to play golf when I can. I mean, get outside and just do my part to stay home and so we can get back to work. I know I speak for everybody. We're ready to get back playing shows.
Yeah, if you thought that these people were not like you, artists are just like us. We're like ready to get back to normal.
And we're excited to get to be playing his song Single Saturday Night, and hopefully the show with Thomas Rhett, everything will go on as planned, rescheduled for next year, postponed or whatever
right.
It is at this point. I've lost track. All right, and that is your Music Minute, 99.5 QYK.
All right, appreciate it, Lana. Coming up next, got a very interesting doctor's appointment today. I want to talk about it and then get my doctor on the phone to explain more about it because I'm a little nervous. We'll talk about it after Scotty McCreary in between on 99.5 QYK. All right, this is a guy that I've been going to. It's 995 QYK. Kevin, you remember my voice has been shot for a couple months.
Yeah, you've been having some issues.
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on. So I finally went to the Florida ENT and Allergy Center, and I got to meet and be treated by Dr. Basler, who's on the phone right now. Good morning, Dr. Basler. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you all?
Good. First of all, let's get it out of the way. Was I a good patient?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for saying that. There you go. So I have a follow-up appointment today, and it's a little bit more intense than my first appointment. So kind of explain what I'm going to go through today, because I'm obviously very nervous about this. Anytime someone's shoving, you know, a tube down my throat, it scares me a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so nothing to be nervous about today. You know, when I first saw you, I used what's called a fiber optic camera, which is kind of like a camera attached to a spaghetti noodle where it goes through the nose to get a good look at your vocal cords.
Yeah.
We have different types of cameras that can see the vocal cords in better detail, and that type of camera is called a video stroboscopy. And basically what it is, it's a camera basically attached to a strobe light that kind of gives you the illusion of the wave of the vocal cords. So you can see the vocal cords in full detail that you can't see with a regular camera. It's pretty much the same procedure you had done before, which you didn't cry, so you did just fine with
yeah,
it.
I just, it was one tear.
That's all right. One is allowed.
Yeah, one's allowed. One is allowed. But yeah, it's basically the same procedure. So this allows us to see the vocal cords in full detail. And now that you've been treated and your voice is feeling better, we can see it in full detail to make sure there's no underlying issues. And if there are, we can give you the proper therapy for it.
Well, because you remember when I went in there, I'm like, hey, this is kind of my livelihood. And he did. Yeah. He goes, listen, you're not going to lose your voice forever. You're not going to have to go into a different career, which made me feel good right out the gate.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So exactly what are you looking for? I mean, I know you said it a little bit, but what are some, you know, other issues that you might find? Again, I'm very nervous about this appointment today because it has to do with my livelihood. But what is it? What's something that you would look for that could be a problem or be causing this?
So you're a professional voice user, so you use your voice all day long, and you use it probably to a greater degree than most individuals do. And for that, you can put extra stress on your vocal cords, and you can cause basically some damage that you're unaware of. And the underlying damage could be causing the problems that you experienced before. So I gave you some medication. You felt a little bit better. So now we can see the vocal cords in full detail to make sure there's nothing like a polyp or a cyst or anything else abnormal with the wave of the vocal cord that's going to be causing any hoarseness for you.
Now, Doc, since he moved to Florida, it seems like his voice has gotten worse.
Good point.
Yeah. Is it has anything to do
Thank
with
you,
the
Lana.
Humidity,
Thank you for
the
that.
Allergies? Well, I've known you for years,
I know,
and it's never been like this.
I know.
Certainly, yeah. Allergies can play a role with your voice. So worsening allergic rhinitis, postnasal drip, it can lead to hoarseness, and it can actually lead to increased strain when you use your voice, and that can further damage the vocal cords. So that is certainly something that we're going to explore on you if we can't get to the bottom of it.
What about living across the street from the bar?
Well, bars have been closed up until recently, so I don't know if that was a big issue. But, of course, if you're using your voice at work, and then if you're using your voice to an elevated tone after hours, too, you're using it to an extra degree, and that's extra strain on your vocal cords.
That's obviously a doctor-patient privilege, so Lana, mind your own business. all right, Doc, so I got nothing to worry about today. It's going to be all good. We're just going to do a normal checkup, but it's going to be a little bit more in-depth, and hopefully we'll have some answers, huh?
Yep, absolutely. Just a full voice evaluation for you today.
All right, Dr. Basler, Florida ENT and allergy. Brother, I appreciate you so much, and thanks for kind of calming me down.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, take care. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a really good dude.
I'm excited to hear about your appointment this afternoon. You got to call me afterward to see how it does.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Hopefully they'll find something, because really it is annoying not to have your full voice, especially when you work in radio.
100%.
It's kind of a big deal.
I hope we get it figured out and fixed.
Here we go, Trending in Tampa Bay on 995 QIK. We go live now to veteran radio personality and CMA award-winning entertainer, Kevin. Good morning. What do you have in Trending in Tampa Bay?
Good morning. Starting at 5 p.m. today, all people will be required to wear face coverings while in any indoor establishment in Pinellas County.
They finally got me.
Yep, that came down yesterday. The countywide ordinance will be active as long as a local emergency order remains in place. So this is going to be around for a while.
So JR's at Caddy's on the beach. He's got a drink with an umbrella in it, and he's sitting there at the bar with a mask on. Yeah.
Gonna have to happen.
That really ruined happy hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Gotta be safe.
Businesses and customers in Pinellas could face a civil citation of $100 for a first offense, $250 for a second, $500 for a third, according to the ordinances. Pasco County also made a face mask mandate. Enforcement of the rule be up to the business who must deny admittance or have removed from the business anyone who does not wear a face covering. Any business found in violation of the order could face a fine of up to $250. That mandate goes into effect today at 5 p.m. also. And a reminder that Hillsborough also goes into effect this afternoon at 5 p.m. Hillsborough County School Board met yesterday, and the school reopening plan that received the most support would allow some students to learn remotely. Superintendent Addison Davis said the district is purchasing 3 reusable masks for each student. He also added that the ultimate plan must be fluid and flexible. Hillsborough County Schools still plans on reopening on August 10th. The Pinellas County School Board unanimously agreed to spend $21 million on 42,000 new Dell laptop tablet machines, allowing every student in 4th through 9th grade to have one for the classroom and home use. Superintendent Mike Grego said, "We're not going to have some, but all students have access to a laptop computer of a certain quality. This plan is one of the most exciting things we've done as a district." That's a great thing. 42,000 laptops they're purchasing for the students to take home and use for e-learning. I just think that's great on Pinellas County School Board's
way to go. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced a statewide crackdown on businesses that violate emergency orders related to coronavirus and social distancing. He said that since last week, alcohol, beverage, and tobacco officers have been checking bars and restaurants every night from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. to make sure they're not over capacity. Here's what the governor had to say.
But if you go in and it's just like mayhem, like Dance Party USA, and it's packed to the rafters, that's just cut and dry, and that's not just an innocent mistake. And so I told him, no tolerance for that. Just suspend the license, and then we'll move on. And then people will, I hopefully, get the message.
So you're saying no.
Yeah.
That's no longer appropriate?
No. That's right, according to the governor.
Gotcha.
Liquor license gone.
that has happened. And finally,
some good news.
We're having great news in the morning right now. The Major League Baseball season is coming back.
Yes.
Woo! This time it's for real.
Woo-hoo!
The union sent out a statement saying all remaining issues have been resolved and players are reporting to training camps. It will be a 60-game season starting around July the 24th.
60?
6-0.
Versus 162 games.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let me tell you why this is a good thing. Let me tell you what's a good thing, because there's a sense of urgency. Because, you know, like in the middle of, you know, May, when you have a game, and it's like, all right, it's a three-game set against the Angels and the Rays. It's like, whoever wins, whatever, cool, great record. But now, there's every a game. Sense of urgency. Every game counts.
I like
That's
it.
Right. So, a month from now, July 24th, here are some of the on-field rule changes that were under discussion and pending final approval. This is interesting. Both leagues will use a designated hitter.
That's new.
Pitcher hitting in the National League. Extra innings start with a runner on second base try to keep games from being extended. With pitchers not allowed to lick their fingers, they may carry a wet rag in their pocket. That is being proposed. Those haven't been
illegal for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's right. The Rays released this statement on their social medias. The following statement was released by the Tampa Bay Rays through Major League Baseball and its fellow clubs in response to the 2020 baseball season. It's two words. We're back.
That's awesome. Now, do they have to wear masks?
Not while they're playing.
Yeah, because we can't cover up Kevin Kiermaier's pretty face.
Oh, my goodness. Lana. Yes.
The importance. That's from Lana.
That's right. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay. And let's use a baseball term. It's back. It's back. It's back. It's gone. We're back. Yes, sir.
Kevin with trending in Tampa Bay. That's why he is an award-winning and veteran radio personality. Perfect song right here. Jason Aldean. We back.
Where's the guy?